Other places that I've been to is Mexico, a place called Cancun in Mexico. I went to visit the Mayan temple. We were told about the Mayan story, how the people didn't like the Mayan king and they were planning on killing him. And the Aztec king came along with an idea of what he should do. He told him that basically, tell his people that at night he had a dream and that the gods have said that in order for them to get rain, because they were very, very efficient in their timekeeping, even today they're only a fraction of a second off from the minute, they used to predict when rain would come. So the Aztec king told the Mayan king, well, tell them that if they didn't make a sacrifice, then they wouldn't get any rain. But if the sacrifice was done, then in a couple of months' time, they will have rain and their crops will grow quite well. So when he said that to the people said, well, obviously we need to offer, for the God's offering, we need the best. So let's offer the chief of the army officer. And he was the one that was plotting to kill the king. So they sacrificed him, and after that, 2 months later, the rain came, so the people were very happy. And after that, they thought, right, okay, in order to please the king, to please the god, we need to do a sacrifice every year so that we can get rain. They thought and thought and thought of what they should do. Then they came up with the idea of, right, okay, we'll play a game and the captain of the winning team will be the one that will be sacrificed. So the only way that I can describe this is like a football game, but they play it with their bum and it's a ball of fire. So they keep playing, playing, even if it lasts for days, there must be a winner. And at the end, the team captain is sacrificed, and he's sacrificed while still alive and the heart's got to be beating. And the king eats the heart. And there's been a lot of sacrifices in the Mayan times. It sounds a bit gruesome, but it was interesting.